next to the big city. It feels a city, and the city that you told your father passed. And if you couldn't find them, and if it's a distant and believe them, that they could go to the field, to the field, and eventually they go to the field. And of course, the meeting turns into a visit, and the visit turns into a stay, really pays for dinner, and the stay turns into a really intimate discussion between the people. Eventually, a few hours stays into a certain discussion. And you remember that we see them, we were telling that the artist was on, the magazine for them, we were going to do the fabric. Then in the end, he tells me, and I glided over it, and tried to find it, to reflect on it, and my prayer was answered. And it went on a fabric, it says, and it went by going back from this. When all these signs of sin are set before us, I will verse 7 is also here. You will be converted. Are you having difficulties about that? Verses 7 and 8. And it says, when these signs have come to you, do that which your hand finds to do, to keep my city with you. Now, that gives him a free hand. It gives him a free hand. Verse 8. And you shall go down before me to your God. Now, listen to this. And I will come down to you to offer up offerings, to sacrifice peace offerings. 7 days shall you wait until I come to you. And I shall send you what you shall do. Solomon, he said that he says, and you are serving your hand trying to do because you've got to bring this to. Then he tells me, this is the story, and you let me get away with it. And you shall go down before me to do it. When you do it, God, what do you go? Where do you go? That is the way I have to say it in the middle. And he said, I will go down to you to offer sacrifices, and you will wait for me 7 days until I am, and I will tell you what to do. So you just say that you said, I will do what I like, because I said you with me. And now you tell you, go down to you, what do you go, when do you go, when do you go? And then you got the story of Moses, Ayal Lochus, the rest, and the king of the Amorites, and he stood up 2 weeks ago, and he fought against the people of Yemen's Lord, and they fought for him, and so all that was the time he went out, and he fought against them. Then after you have done it, you have fought against him, then you have that beautiful piece of spirit, which we divided into several parts, and remain in place, and I'll cover that in a moment or two. But before I cover that, I just want to explain something to you that happened before he made that speech. We have it, but now it comes in from it. Because we will not be able to understand the message of that unless we realize it. And it is clear that we begin to understand something about the real God. Where is real God? That is the God we understand. Where is real God? We have some idea of what it is. What real God? That we don't know so much about. But anyway, we find out that too. And now, you remember, he is the God when he fought that battle against the enemy, and he said, then the people were completely divine. After he was anointed by Shu'el, and if you like to remember how he grew up, and first thing in the tribe of Benjamin, and then he was a family of Shu'el, and then Shu'el was actually taken, he knew it was going to be Shu'el, he had no doubt. He was told that he had already secretly anointed him. But the people must know how to be done, and they have no idea if it's going to be Shu'el. He knew to be Shu'el. He remembered that he knew that he was going to be Shu'el. And he killed the gun that Shu'el pulled out in the face of Gibraltar. Shu'el went to his home at Gibraltar. And they went with him a regiment of people with inspired them. Dangerous Christian people. With nobody dying, the great last word in chapter 11. And the faith people said, so this one is Jesus to save us. They had altogether a different idea. They thought that the man whom they would choose would be a first choice. And now this is a man that has been chosen by his own, by Jesus. And they destroyed the day. They insulted him. It was a better word than that. Christ is exactly the word I want. By his union, they insulted him. The men had zeal in him for the great name. This is recognition by which Maharishi is the same with my name, exactly as it is. Now, he goes to his own, goes back to his own house. Instead of going to the capital, instead of taking up residence, he is a simple residence, doesn't do anything like that, he just goes home. Then comes Lothar, and he is rightly over that Lothar is what he Lothar wanted to do, and he remembers the two interpretations. The one is the little one, he wants to put out the eyes of all these people who are on his border. And the second interpretation was, he wants what to then say about us, as you say in some countries where they speak English. I give my right hand for this, and in other places later I will give my right hand for this. Your what is your right eye, and that is the favor, you give it to me. And then I will take out the law that a Ammonite and a Moabite is not allowed to come into the congregation of the Lord. That's what he wants to do. And he's quite certain that they haven't got the courage to support their own people, because he knows that there is a treaty. There are those who support the king, there are those who don't support the king. And where is the king? He's not in the capital, he's not taking up residence there. That means it's a king that's not functional. That means that there is no leader there. Here he's gone, there is no leader there. He takes the opportunity and he comes. And so proves himself the leader, takes the matter into his own hands. Has he any right to take the matter into his own hands? Of course, because in chapter 10, Paul says to him, and you do whatever you need to do, God will be with you. He takes the matter into his own hands, he wins, hands down. And what happens when he wins hands down? At the end of the chapter, at the end of the chapter, you can take it by chapter 12, verse 12, by the Umer of Omer Shmuel, and the people say to Shmuel, chapter 11, verse 12, then the people sit to hear, who says will fall rain over us? Given those people will be put into death, because they are rebels. And in verse 13, chapter 11, verse 13, now in says, no man shall be put to death on this day, because this day Hashem has brought about a victory for Israel. And now comes the important sentence. and eventful to me, feeling eventful to me, and true and safe to the people. That has been done. True and safe, that has been one. He says to the people, who the miracles come and it is dangerous. Where shall we come and go? What shall we come and go? Who shall we come and go? The miracle of Gilgal. Come, let us go to Gilgal. Now is the time. What are they doing, Gilgal? Is against the Mamluko, and let us then see the local seeds of the coronation again. Not really, this is the difference of the coronation. That first coronation was the coronation in which the Bnei Brijal, the faith people, said, yes, this thing, the thing that has been imposed upon us, is not a thing of our own choice. We are faith like you, and not in God, because we want to do it our way. And that is the most clear view. That's what the base people said. And now everybody has knowledge of story. And if everybody has knowledge of story, here's the end now. Let us get this out of coronation. Let us all take part in Jesus. This is unanimous. So this is the full of all my dear God, and all the people went to Jesus. They are leaving from earth, shall all be blessed. And there they crowned Saul, they proclaimed him free. He said, I said, Bar Gilgal, Gilgal, Gilgal. You need to become sure of what you slum and say, I said. And there they offered a sacrifice to see, I said, by this much shall be saved the whole faithful Israel. And there was great rejoicing there. So let's do so in now. In Gilgal. So that which Shmuel sent to him, and in Gilgal, in chapter 10, verse 8, where Shmuel said to him, he shall go down before you to Gilgal, and I will go down after you to offer sacrifices, you will wait for me 7 days until I come to you. So he is already in Gilgal. Shmuel, there you go. So, Shaul has been seated here, and he says, now come see me here, he says, wait for me there 7 days, until I come. And then, the actual words here, and I will go down to you to offer up sacrifice to heaven. You shall wait for me 7 days until I come to you, and I shall tell you what you can do. So now I'm not there. First, you shall do this. You can do what you like. Now, and I'll tell you what to do. And she and so on did do what he liked. In chapter 11, he did 2 weeks ago, he did do exactly as he did. One Sabbath, everything was fine. And now he's told to wait until Shmuel comes. That's what is all this about. That is the problem that you must be aware of, and that is the question you must have in mind with Israel. Right? Now, that is part one of the building up. Now we have part two of the building up. And here's the building up. There is this chapter there, you know, with people. And it's such an important chapter, because you remember how it's a literary gem. The fact is that it's a literary gem. That so much goes into a few verses. Only in a few verses. There's one being introduction, a couple of verses for case number one, a couple of verses for case number two. And then he concludes. That's all about. And you remember how he starts to do many things. You want to get to the heart for the things. I did it. Now, whatever I've got to say to you, now it's not because I'm not saying because I want to be king. That's fine. It's not because I don't want you to have a king, I want you to be leader. That's fine.
that are saying to me now, not even as a result of any guilt of that. What I'm saying to you now is that you call Teuchot. And then, the Teuchot condition, who wants to admonish the person? The Teuchot condition, got to be aha, the message. It's got to be deep love. And it's got to be a love that is written. Because it's a love that is written. And the person, whilst you are admonishing him, either it's flattery, or it's steady. Sometimes it has to be positive. And it's got to be that we call our message to others. It's got to be deep love. And it must be done in such a way that the person doesn't feel himself in these words. Very difficult to do. And as near as he is with us, he didn't so well. Don't think that I've got a chip in my face. Don't think that I'm doing it as a silly thing that thinks of his head. Don't think that I'm doing it because I want to get my own back. It's necessary that we clear the earth. And now, our people, and for these people, I will clear them, and I will clear what you see, and they are to be the judge. Look how I say it. You might say, well, the same thing is very difficult. I didn't even take legitimate. I didn't even take traveling experience. I never asked you for a study, but I never asked you for this afternoon in my work. I never asked you for this. You might have to give it to my children. My children are with you, they don't give me. They are with you. So they speak to you. I thank you, well. You have no reason. You have no reason to be paid. I was your judge. You were 50 years old at that time. You have no reason to be paid. Now, I want to be quite sure that I've never taken anything from you. And frankly, have I ever taken any consideration from you? Have I ever demanded it from you, or have I ever put anybody into a position that you would voluntarily offer me something, but really I manipulated the situation? Did I ever take money from anybody, or take anything from anybody, in order to reduce the tension, in order to lighten the tension, never mind to live in it? And this point, please. We need to come. Otherwise, I tell you where my faith is. And we can say what we like, and you can tell me that I think and I hate. Thanks, you don't even have to tell me the name. I will be safe. You discuss where you think faith is there about this. And I explain to you, and I just want to tell you one thing at a time. I explain to you that man is complex and not compound. It is made, on the one hand, he sees of the image of God, and then on the other hand, he dust from the earth. That the image of God and the dust of the earth is, are not two separate elements which form one molecule, but it is one element in which there are the two particles. The one is them and the one is the dust of the earth. The one is the earth and the other is the land. And as a result of that, everything we do has the highest and the lowest. Everything we do. And what our thinking is happening. He came. take the wrath, to take out the evil. In everything that we have to take out the evil, to retain the good. That is our point. Shmuel says, I serve you for your life. I want to be quite clear that in death, there is no evil. That is my life. When I come before the rebellion, when I come before the seat of judgment, and I have to give a penny for everything, this is what I come to. This is what I fear. I want to be in a position where I can say to myself, this is the only thing that I have to do with my life. Before I leave, I want to be confessed that I have never taken anything from anybody, and if I have, that is the sign that I want to be back. I'm going to tell you something that I think is going to say. I think that you can say there's something in the past. You can live in the program. You can believe too. A man dies a Hebrew death. And of course, in the most obvious way to death. There may not be a Hebrew slave. There's no fucking strange where you can buy an easy slave. How do you buy an easy slave? Here's a story of the day. A easy slave is called from the only one of two left. Either he has been killed, and the moment he is to somebody killed, he doesn't go to court. But he has to pay a price. And he pays that at least double the If a person has stolen, and sees in this place in San Antonio Street, and simply pays back double the amount, he does not do that. That is bad. He hasn't got any more. He hasn't got any more. So how does he do it? He goes in the same part of the life. But he can change his life for a maximum period of time. Sometimes he's telling so much that it might not be sufficient. This is not even more difficult. That's the maximum we can tell you that we're sufficient. You told yourself for 6 years that you can buy back if you get more money than you need. You can buy back. But that's the maximum that we can tell you. And that is a very strange thing. And that is that if he comes to me as a married man, his master shall give him a Canaanite woman to live with.
Thank you.
whenever he permits him, and has disallowed, to give him a table in his flesh.
That's
a human-like God. Then the human-like woman is something like that. You've got the right to give him a human-like child, and feed him sons or daughters. Then, those children, is the property of the master. They are slaves, and he gave up to
you. You have to
tell me this. Of course! You can't be a lady like women. And he's in a sword. He's in a sword. So the question is, we are so afraid. They go to Celtic and Canaanite, the Moabite, all right, that's the result. But the Canaanite, the Moabite one is not an automatic Canaanite. In this case, he allowed a Canaanite to go to the Celtic. And that's the one. It was a perfect time so that the master could pay a higher price. If he pays a higher price, you can pay for what you owe. Either you're selling or you're selling what you get, but you owe the money. In order that you should pay for, you should be more desired, but the owner will pay more for it. You will have more money than that. The prophet Aaron takes that as an example of how important the law of Joseph is. Nothing has that which has to belong to you, belong to somebody else. And he told me that the prophet comes and says, and I've seen the same. He wasn't only the prophet Christ. I've seen that. If he takes a look at this somebody, then pick up the equivalent of the person and kill him. Because that's the only thing that you know that I've seen the past again. That's the government. No one belongs to a government. What do you do? Now, yes, it's not a very good question. Because it's a fact you need to send a letter with someone. That is the thing. Pull up the fact. What belongs to it? It's a public power. Regardless, there is a story for long to die. As he declared the land of God, the prophet Aaron made a message and he said that only a member sitting together with our friends in judgment over those who come has a great bond of the previous generation. My uncle goes up to the beginning of his planet, so he said this. Because they are the ones that understand the next generation best. They get down from there. They understand. They understand the weaknesses. They understand the temptations. They understand the conditions in the circumstances. And they will judge accordingly. He said, he said, I want to purify my work from any evil. Man is comfort. Everything he does is good and evil. And I want to cut that to the evil. There's no question with the fact that
that is. If it be committed to you, you will be committed to having the faith in Christ.
Faith couldn't get. And all they have to do is, and this is what they couldn't do in the Six-Day War, all they had to do was to cut us off here, and they couldn't.
And that is, if it be committed to you, you will be committed to having the faith in Christ. And now comes the principle in the case. The base of the Bible is the principle of sanctification.
Then the only way you can sanctify yourself is that which is permissible.
That is the way you can sanctify yourself.
That which is permissible.
Now how do you understand?
Is it permissible in the case of what you are talking about?
I never heard the psalmist today. And he was working on something. And he was very, very conscious. And he told me what his concern was with the psalmist. But the patient was a cut. He said, I don't know yet what I can't do now. And if I didn't, I'm taking this person back again. And I'm sitting out now. And he was sitting with his flowers and he was working at us. I said, what is, did you cut out the fence? He said, yes. I said, did you cut out the nut? He cut out the fence. He said, no, you don't work now. You don't work. He's got to cut out round about. Cut out, no, you cut out even that which is not the same. Over it, you've got to get. Only then should you be. Couldn't there be certain things without the other? Of course there's a lot that is permitted. But it is the question of the future. It is the question of holiness. And what is holiness? Taking out all the impurities. That is, everything about there is good and evil. And taking out the evil. The only way you can cut out the evil. Something that is evil. And that is why we say to this extent, God's people, that is why he's going so far. Why do you know there's anything at all? And he's not just, and that is why, in the very end, if you will remember, he says, and this is the final point in his first place, he says to them, and he says, now I call God as witness. He calls for a city that you might not know. I have taken monies that are under my control and I administer them. You might think that I took all these monies. Only God can know them. And he says, God has a witness. I go there and the voice comes down. Hey, I'm a witness. So he's clear the son of God. Now he says, that is my thing. What do you think is that in the movie? What do you think is that in the movie?
What do you think is
that? He says, now I've got to think of that. And I said, I will give to you immediately that I'll see again. So I thought, and now this is the thing. And then you can tell it against your mind. And you can tell it against you. How do you come to that? You don't have to come to that. God says, you know, this is clear, that's not true. And I say, yes, you have to be so and honor us, look at and try to do in this sense. Yes, you have. God says, see. But this is much to say, see. When you give your own, what else? You will have it. But you will, and he says, you will get it. He didn't have a twice. 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 He didn't have a
because you have to be anxious for anybody else's time. You have to be serious to try to say, what happened? There was little bother, there was two things, there was this guy, there was no answer. As soon as you cried, you were so immediately. Look how I think this. And then he would say to you, each one of these doors you want. Bring all the things you want. As soon as you cry to your head, you would say, I think this. I think this thing you want. Why do you keep it in here? What do you have to do? That is my simple question. If there is right and truth to the community there, right and truth, now you were doing this new lawsuit. You said if there is right and truth, and which is right?
Look what happened with Lord.
When you tell me you tried this thing, and you think, and they fell upon you, and I think, the fear of the moon fell upon you, that is enough. Not if you weren't afraid of nobody. You were afraid of our things. But you didn't treat me like this. You know, I am all the time. So what do you have against me? This is what you have. Now, you can see that it's all over with you. And this is my beloved prophet of speech. But how many people can you to put you in an impossible position? How can you put you into a possible position? Now you might think that you're over with, but it's still only you're going to be abandoned by yourself. I still won't abandon you, and I won't abandon you. And you remember you said these words in the demonic text, these words, and what the demonic text is going to do these words. And he says to them, in verse 23 of verse 12, come and may see, and I also, in verse 23 of the chapter 12, And I will teach you in the right and in the upright way, in the good and the upright way. I will teach you. So, they think that my case against you was to thank you in my case. I just want you to improve your life. I will continue. I always say to you, continue to do that. I told you I will continue to teach you. I shall be your judge and I cannot be your general. You change me to the case. But that, I will continue to do that. And that's what I told you. You have decided this, but you've seen better yet. And that is what is the right. You follow your faith. Your faith follows my faith, which means that you and your faith will follow ourselves when I think we're fully believing. And so you faith. And that is the right view. That is the idea. After the story of Lot, now, you just be a liberated speaker. In your best, you just be a liberated speaker. Thank you. And now he's going to work. Now we go to it. Where do you think you are? Where is Shavuot? Where does he use Shavuot? He needs to see you through God. And now we start verse chapter 13. Of this Shana Shavuot the Melchai. Here was 1 year older than the Jain to that. Wonderful. So that's what it says. He was 1 year older than Levi. He came to Mola Halitoy, and he ran 2 years older than Levi. So of course in order to see that tree, things are not so evil. It is one year in the case of Akshavu. That's why we can look it out of it. And we can translate it. It is one year in the case of Akshavu. So the first year of Israel is gone past. It's going to be Mullah Ali Shah, and he reigned for 3 years over Israel. So now we are going to deal with the second year of Israel. Yesterday, Israel, the mother, I told you, always translate literally. You'll always find something there. And the Gemara says, very strong, very strong, either of us has. Pray about one year angel in the garden. That's that issue. And I had a pleasure to speak about this last Sunday night. I was invited to a birthday party. And this man, he had a sin, he was 11, he was 12, he was 3, he was 4. And they told me beforehand that they're going to have a birthday. So, in a joke, I said, just see that the candles are on the birthday cake. And the lady said to me, of course there'll be candles on the birthday cake. You can't have a birthday cake without candles. And I was trying to work out in my mind how one would be able to get so many candles onto the birthday cake. It turned out when I came here and I brought the birthday cake onto the table, there were 3 candles on the birthday cake. And I had to see. So I decided that my team would be the 3 candles. And I started off by taking this very well. Then saw no talking to Moshe. Here was 1 year older than the Gentile. Could you be 3 years older? He kind of celebrates only these 3 years old. Started with only 3 candles on the ground. And the mayor says, don't sign no shot in the matter. When he began to roll, he was like a child of 1 year old. So free from sin. So pure. So and the first creature was in the birth of the beast because it was merely a thing aspect, a thing aspect. And I said, not that one yet, but that 3 years out. But what if you see your child can be an alien on the ground? But it's not enough as it can easily come to be seen. Not as much. Now we have a third. As if he was 3 years old. And that is the compliment. That is the compliment. That the Mach says, Shavuot. Then shall not Shavuot know that. Shall even the kind of as a year old began to ask. As a year old began to ask. As a year old is single thing. As a year old is single that very little and purity. That was Charles Eden began to write. He sent an email to him and he went for 2 years over. But he shall know that there is a big state of all the people around. But he shall make sure he gets it on a few minutes and sends his own children for 3,000 from Israel. By GMT, he shall all and the world he shall all and find them in the mouth, over half by Israel, 2,000 in Michmol and on the Mount of Bethel, because Bethel was built up on a hill. There were 2,000 in Michmol and there were 2,000 in Israel. So all of them in the north of the river Sinai. And the thousands were with Michmol and the wheat of Binyamin. And this is the first time we see the name of the Lord. What can I do for you? Yeah.
1,000 for himself and 1,000 for his son. That's not the way a father does, nor a mother. What a parent does, 2,000 for the son and 1,000 for me, or 1,500 each. Simple. He takes 2,000 for himself. For how many places? 1,000 each. 1,000 for his son. He takes 2,000 for himself, 1,000 for Michmas, 1,000 for Beisair. So it's 2,000 for himself, because those are the two places where he is now. He's got a residence in Michmas, and he's got a residence in Beisair. And 1,000 he wants for Yonason. Yonason is in the hill of Binyamin, and it's important that Yonason has got a garrison of 1,000, because obviously he's putting Yonason in charge of a section of the country. And what section of the country is it? It is a section that is near the border. And he puts Yonason in charge there. And now we are told, the Yesero Om Shilach Ishla Olof. And the rest of the people, he said, you go home to your tents. I don't need any more. I'm not creating a military regime that I need a big army. I'm not creating a bureaucracy that I need a lot of clerks. This is all I need, and the rest of you go home. And then in verse 3, the trouble begins. Vayach Yonason eis netziv plishtim asher begeva. And Yonason smote the governor of the Philistines who were in Geva, Vayishmu plishtim. And the Philistines heard it. The Shaul talk up a shofar b'cholo oretz lemo. And Shaul blew the horn over all Israel, saying, that means he sounded the sirens, Ishmu ho Ivrim. Let the Ivrim take note of this. Now this is the first time in this context that it's bringing in, it's using the word Ivrim. Ivrim, like this, is the B'nai Yisrael. Now he calls, let the Ivrim, the Hebrews, take note. Now Ivrim, you remember, is a name that was given to the Jews when they lived. Eber comes from the, Ivrim comes from the word Eber, which is a bank, when they lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They were called Ivrim. You remember that when Yosef was thrown into prison, and he interpreted the dreams of the butler and of the baker, and the butler was restored to his position and the baker was executed, that before the butler was restored to his position, he asked him to do him a kindness and mention him to Pharaoh. Perhaps Pharaoh would take him out of prison. And you remember that the butler forgot all about it. And when Pharaoh had these dreams, he remembered. And he said, you know, now I just remember something. There was with me, and how does he describe Yosef? A Hebrew boy, not Ivri. A Hebrew boy. And the Chazal say, it's a derogatory term. It's a derogatory term. You know, it's sometimes, please, I'm saying it only as an example, so don't quote me. They used to call the Red Indians, they used to call them Red Indians. And then they said, no, we don't call them Red Indians anymore, we call them American Indians now. And Red Indians have come to me be an offensive term. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. They're sort of an offensive term. One just doesn't use that term. Now, originally, the name of the Jews were Ivrim. That's the only way they were described, from the other side of the river. It's a derogatory term. From where are you? Other side of the river. They didn't want to be called Mesopotamians. They didn't want to be called Babylonians. They certainly didn't want to be called Iraqis. From across the river. Not a very nice thing. As soon as they became in Eretz Israel, they became B'nai Israel. B'nai Yaakov. Beis Yaakov. Got a name. shall show whose things to be given. The evening to which it refers to were those Jews living near the Philistines who were subservient to the Philistines, which they had no business to be. But they were subservient to the Philistines. They treated the Philistines as their masters. So Shaul said to them, Yishmu Ivrim. Now the Ivrim who are living near the Philistines and were subservient to them, you take note, because you are going to be the first that are going to suffer. The Holy Israel Shomu Lemer and all the Israel heard saying, He called Shaul as Netziv Plishtim. Shaul has smote the governor of the Plishtim. Exactly. It was Yonah saw that saw. They saw it as an act of Shaul and not of Yonah. They saw it that this Yonah acted on the instructions of his father. You can be quite sure that Yonah did not act against the instructions of his father, because it would have been noted immediately. You can be quite sure that there was some provocation. But they put it down, Yonah would never do anything hadn't it been with the permission of his father. So, or with the concurrence of his father. So they say it's he controls the gum of Israel Baptistim. And now Israel has become abhorred by the Philistines. And the people gather themselves together behind Shaul. But where is Shaul now? Still in Gilgal. They get together behind Shaul in Gilgal. And the Philistines gather together to fight against Israel. 30,000 chariots. And as I've explained to you, chariots in those days were like tanks were in the First World War. 30,000 chariots, the Sheshes Alofim Poroshim, and a cavalry of 6,000 men. The Om Kachul Asher Ospasa Yom Lorel, and as far as the infantry was concerned, as many as the sand that is on the shore of the sea for multitude. Bayalu, Bayachnu, the Michmos, and they went up and they encamped in Michmos, Kidmas Beis Oven, to the east of Beis Oven. Now, the Philistines came up from the west. So if it says Kidmas Beis Oven, east of Beis Oven, wherever Beis Oven was, then they've come very far east. Not only have they come very far east, they've come to Michmos. Michmos is one of the places where Shaul has a residence. That is why he keeps it out many Michmos. They came right up to there. That one, do you want to ask? Yes. No, yes. Yes. No, it's killed. It's killed, yes. It's killed, you're quite right. It's killed. Now, the issue is you must see in what a position Shaul is being placed now. He is the king. He is the general. He is the military leader. The people are looking to him for guidance. The people are looking to him for leadership. And look what he finds. The Philistines are gathered together in these numbers and with this strength. Number one. Secondly, they have come right up to Michmos. How far they have come. The Ish Israel roll ki tsarlo ki nigato om. And Israel saw ki tsarlo, that Israel was in a tight corner. Ki nigato om, because the people were pressing. They were pressing forward already. That is the Philistines. By his chabu om, and the people hid themselves, Bama Oros in caves, Uvachabochim, and in amongst the thorn bushes, Uvatzlohim, and amongst the rocks, Uvatzrichim, and amongst the ruins that were left still from early days, Uvabel Ros, and in trenches that they dug for themselves. And Shaul sees what is going on. So he sees that his own people are afraid. And that is a bad thing in an army, that is a bad thing in a populace when the people are afraid. The Ivrim or Yuzu Ethayadei, and the Hebrews that were near to the Philistines and they were subservient to the Philistines, they ran away. They crossed the Jordan, Eretz God for Gilad, into the land of God and to Gilad. The Sho'ul Odenu Vagilgal. Don't forget, Sho'ul is still in Gilgal. The Chol Ho'om Chol Du Acharon. And there's the whole people behind him and urging him, do something. Look where we are. Look what has happened. By Yochel Shivas Yomim. And he waited 7 days, Lamo Eid, Asher Shmuel, to that appointed time that Shmuel had set, the Lovo Shmuel Gilgal. Shmuel doesn't come to Gilgal. By Yofetz or Omeolot. And the people began to disperse from him. You get to?
No.
Yes?
In this book,
there's a very good note. Oh, I'd like to see that. Could I just have a quick look at it? No, just have a look at it, please. Mm. This is very good. This is a very good map indeed. Kirat Yehorovitz Olja. You got everything is here. Correct. Gilgal is up at the top. Gilgal in the tribe of Binyamin is in the tribe of Binyamin up there. Beit El is lower. Michmas is still lower. So he's got his 1,000 men for Beit El and for Michmas. Givat Shaul, where his home is still lower. He's still lower. And Gilad is on the other side of the Jordan, that's right. I'm just looking for Givat Binyamin, I can't see Givat Binyamin here. And that other that oven isn't here. But we've got a good idea of where it is. This is a good map. It's a very good map indeed. So here we are.
The Philistines have come from the Mediterranean all the way to the Dead Sea.
The who?
The Philistines.
Yes. But it's a very short distance. It's a very short distance. You can walk it. It's a very short distance. And I'm just seeing if there isn't a thing there. Have you ever been to Israel?
No.
It's very close, isn't it?
Yes.
If you were from, for example, from here to the Jordan, you could walk it in a very, very easily. If you go by car, it doesn't take more than an hour. Mm-hmm. And that you've got the whole breadth of Israel. And those words, they came right after that, you see. So it is a very short distance. They had to go a very short distance. It's a very small country. And that is why in Israel we are so concerned. They want us to return this part. To the Arabs, this part, right here. Now before, we had just a little strip of land here. And the train from Tel Aviv used to go this little strip. And they used to just shoot at them. The train couldn't go. And all they have to do is, and this is what they couldn't do in the Six-Day War, all they had to do was to cut us off here and they couldn't get through, you see. We stopped there. But this is a very narrow strip. When you stand in Jerusalem, I'll tell you where the spot is. It's where the old Hebrew university was on Mount Scopus. If you stand on Mount Scopus, then you can stand on Mount Scopus and you can see the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean from Jerusalem. You see the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean. I've actually seen it. You remember we once did there. The spot where we actually saw the Dead Sea down below, and on the other side we could see the Mediterranean.
I guess what I was thinking is that Israel had conquered more out to the sea than they apparently had.
No, no, at this stage there was a lot that was still unconquered. This part was all in the hands of the Philistines, all this part. Right? That is a very good bath. Thank you, Sheila.
Are many of those names used by your God?
Yes, but many of those names are used, but you've got to be careful that they gave those names afterwards.
You mean if it's in the same place?
Yes, they gave the names afterwards, and they gave names to these places, and they're not necessarily the same names. Some of them are exactly the same places, and some places we know exactly where it is. We know exactly where it is, some places. All right, just let us go on a little bit further. Now, Shmuel waits for 7 days, and the people disperse from him. Shaul waits for 7 days, the people disperse from him. In verse 9, Vayomer Shaul, and this Shaul said, Hagishu Eli ho Olova Shlomi, bring to me the offerings and the peace offerings, the sacrifices and the peace of the ever, Vayal ho Olo. And he sacrificed the Olo, the one offering he sacrificed. In verse 10, and it was, he had no sooner completed offering the Olah, the Himei Shmuel, and then Shmuel. And Shmuel goes out to meet Shmuel and to greet him. Shmuel says to him, what is this you've done? What's all this about? I saw that the people were already dispersing, they're going away from me. And you did not come at the appointed time. You didn't come, you said 7 days. And the Philistines are already gathered at Michmos. The Omarna said, now the Philistines are going to come upon me at Gilgal. And I've not yet entreated Hashem, I've not yet prayed, but if a pakva alevo olo, and I withheld myself, and I offered up the olo. Not going out to war yet, I was waiting for you, but at least I offered up the olo. Vayomer Shmuel Shor, and Shmuel said to Shor, Niskolto, how foolishly you've acted. You did not heed the commandment of the Lord your God who commanded you. For Hashem was prepared to establish your throne over Israel forever. And now your own king, your kingdom won't last. Hashem has already sought out for himself a man after his own heart. And Hashem has commanded him to be prince over his people. Because you have not paid heed to that which Hashem commanded you. By Yochum Shmuel, and Shmuel arose, by Yalmina Gilgal, give up Binyamin, and from Gilgal he went to the hill of Binyamin. By Yifkin Shaul Elo, Esau'om, and Shmuel numbered the people, Anin Tse'imi, that were with him, Kesheish Me'osish, 600 people. That's all he had. Those 3,000, now he's got 600. That's where he stands. What we have got to understand is what was the terrible thing that Shaul did. What was that terrible about? It's true Shmuel told him to wait, and he doesn't wait. What is that terrible about? Yes, but you understand that. Very good indeed. And you have. Very good indeed. It's the undue haste. That is one thing. Very good indeed, very important, and we shall certainly deal with it. But there is one other thing, and this is the final message of the ship. The position is now that Shaul escaped. First of all, Hashem says to him, through Shmuel, now you can do what you please. That is the first thing, and that is what happened with Ammon. There is, however, a difference between what happened with the Ammonites and what's happening with the Philistines. What is the essential difference that justified Shaul in not consulting with Shmuel as far as the Ammonite war was concerned, and the criticism for failing to consult with him as far as the war with the Philistines was concerned? What's the essential difference? Good. Very good. In the case of the Ammonites, he had to do something. They attacked. Here, he was the one who caused it. Well, it was sure it had been your area, but they were the ones who caused it. So it's a different strategy altogether. Yes, what do you want to say about that?
Shmuel
said at the beginning was
essentially
that he could do what he wanted for essentially
the 7 days, but that then he would come and tell him what to do. So
would
he
have to
waited for Shmuel to tell him what to do in
his case? In this case, he had to wait. That's what Shmuel says. He said, "Well, I did the sacrifices." Obviously, that wasn't sufficient. That you waited only for Scalagate. You should have waited for what was it here? Now here there is a very interesting interplay which was so essential. You remember Shmuel's plea with the people and his message to the people of last week. Doesn't he to say that the cause is lost? You follow your king, your king follows Hashem. You and your king follow Hashem, and everything will be well. I will continue to pray for you. I will continue to teach you in the good and upright way. So Shmuel is still to be connected with him. Shmuel tells him, you will precede me at Gilgal, and I will come down to you. You won't come to me as you've come now. You won't come to me. You are the king, and I will give you all the respect of a king. I will still guide you when it will be necessary to guide you. But the people mustn't know that I am the one that is guiding you. That's not necessary. So I will come to you. They mustn't think that you come to me to find out what to do from me. Listen, I come down to you. The only question they're going to ask is, why does Shmuel come down here? Can't the king, hasn't he got a mind of his own? To all intents and purposes, I will come down to do the sacrifice. When I'm there to do the sacrifices, then we will know what we have to do. As far as the people are concerned, the king and the prophet are working hand in hand together. The prophet prays for the king and for the people. The prophet does the sacrifices, but the king leads the people. And in reality, there is this close, there is this cooperation, there is this working together between you and me, which really means between Hashem and the people. And that is how we can present. Shaul lets the opportunity go. So now what can Shmuel say now, if he comes there? He's come down. The sacrifices have been done. If he did it on his own, If he comes, what does he come for? He said, you have acted foolishly. One part of the story. The second part of the story is in whatever position a man is put, before he can achieve anything, he has got to be put to the test, to the test. It is only when he is put to the test that he is really on the way, that he is really launched for achievement. Shaul understood this very well, but he understood this only in part. He understood that after he was elected to be king, he was despised by a portion of the people, even if it was a minority, but he was despised by them. He ignored it. He pretended by Hikamacharish, he pretended not to hear. He was deaf. And he knew very well how to do that. From whom had he really inherited that trade? From Binyamin. From Brilliant Binyamin get it. From Rachel. She kept quiet when her sister went, she didn't say. She didn't say. That is not Rochel. She kept quiet. She knew. Binyamin knew what the brothers had done to Yosef. He kept quiet. He never told his father. He kept quiet. All to his credit, although they had a criticism, but he was able to do it. Now, everybody is put to the test. That was a test for him. The real test comes when Nahash, the king of the Ammonites, attacks him. And after that, he's launched. After that, he is launched as far as his relationship to the people is concerned. There was a test, and he stood that test and he broke through. There was yet no test in his relationship to Hashem. But this is a law. It's a spiritual law of the spiritual universe that no one can ever achieve anything unless it is put to the test. The greater the person, the greater the test, the smaller the person, the smaller the test. The greater the task, the greater the test that precedes it, the smaller the task, the smaller the test that precedes it. Everyone is put to a test. A mother with a child. There comes a time, very early, the mother is tested, and as soon as she wins through that test, comes around, she's a mother. Everyone, sometimes we are aware of it, sometimes we are unaware of it. But that is a test that we've got to go through. Shmuel has got to go through a test. Shaul has got to go through a test in his relationship to Hashem. And that is at the rock bottom of it. Everything depends on this. Because that is what Shmuel said to him, to the people. If you follow your king, and your king follows Hashem, and you and the king follow Hashem, you've got nothing to worry about. This is so important in that way. This is considered to be something that is unforgivable as far as Shaul is concerned. What was his mental makeup? That is something we still have to discuss. What was the psychology behind it all? That is something that we still have to discuss. But here he falls, right at the beginning of his reign. They've got these two cases with him. Okay, so I'll deal another time. Thank you very much. Now we're right in it when Hashem says, when Shmuel says to Shaul, Hashem has already appointed another person. Who is the person? It's David. But Shmuel doesn't know who it is. Shmuel doesn't know who it is. The person that has least inkling of all who it is David himself. But here it already starts. Here it's already there.
Leading them out into the open in this
world. We are
asked
to answer a case made with a very father that is going to be
appreciated. With his father?
Yes, and this was a whole tale of an enemy of a man there.
No, Sorry.
Is it possible that Lawrence's role takes that into consideration and no one is supposed to tell him what he
is? I don't know if that is there.
It is there.
I don't know. When he spoke about the benefit, when he spoke about Marcus, that he became what he spoke. And it is with that background that we shall approach our new subject when we start on a few weeks now. Thank you. Until the Mashiach Ben David comes, we will be.
with meaning. It will come to be to mean more in a positive sense. You follow? More in a positive sense. But to them, I'm going to make it better than you now. Now, I don't think that women pay sufficient attention to their looks. I've seen women whose mothers look much bigger than they do. I shouldn't do so. There's a reason why you've been created like that. You say, well, whether it's only a father that transmits his good looks to a son. What about a mother to a daughter? She does. Of course she does. And then the daughter doesn't go after that. You follow what I'm saying? What we have for the purpose. And we must realize that we are custodians of it. We got a letter yesterday from a woman who was in my congregation in South Africa. But she's now the minister. She wrote us a long, long letter. And she writes that her mother, who is 83, lives with them in the industry. And she learned that her mother is as alert and as beautiful as she ever was. This is the great thing I said about her mother. She didn't use the word beautiful, she used the word pretty. So I wrote the mother and left her to that. And I said to her mother, what it meant to me that the greater should speak about the mother in such appreciative terms and use the words, she is as well, as alert, and as beautiful as them. I just changed the word from pretty, I changed it to beauty. And I wrote this letter. I can find many reasons why she is blessed. But I can also understand the reason for her preservation. She stated so. And her appearance makes a contribution to her surroundings. He would never go against it. He would do anything to get more and more from his people. Because he was a Christian of Acts. Is that correct or is it not correct?
I think that's not also what was my thing, because I mean, most people in the United States are probably feel like these feel. Until, you know, they're in a position where they themselves need help with somebody they know. I mean, just in the sense I find where both the stickers that said, walk there and there's his number one industry.
Yes.
He had six children. He lost his job and he went to go get it. He was down the road there and he saw women who were living in their car with children waiting for days to come home. He even thought it was denied because he still wasn't home. He was a typical working person who thought to himself, so most of the field where you do it here.
You see,
but they don't
you see the idea is,
you know, the answer. You don't have
to. There's no question about it, that I'm not disputing that. The idea, I know how difficult it is, the idea is that a government provides employment. And then it is, that is the idea. It provides employment. A
many things. So it can be a very good thing. But he provides employment, but that is the idea. Of course I know that a person can be out of a job. I was just meeting with a certain person who needed somebody, and he told me, he said, you know, for this job that I have, hundreds of applicants. Hundreds of applicants. That means that hundreds of people are out of a job and are looking for a doctor job. It's very sad. It's very sad. But it has got the book out of that. I just want you to know what the truth is.